teachers aren't supposed to play favorites, but many will tell you that there have been a few special students in their classrooms. Commentator and middle school teacher Daniel Ferry tells us about one of his.
If you'd have looked behind my desk one January, you would have seen a bag full of school supplies and taped above it a handmade Christmas card. 3 weeks before winter holiday break, the counselor had told me we were getting a new student. She said he was in the temporary custody of his aunt. The next morning, Oliver appeared at my door. He was holding a paper bag with loose leaf paper, scissors, and some pencils in it. Oliver was tall for a sixth grader. He had wire brush white hair and a small smile which he pointed at the floor mostly. I shook his hand and took him to his locker so he could put his things away and practice doing the combination. "Did you have these kind of lockers at your last school, Oliver?" He looked confused for a moment. "Which last school?" "The last one you were in." "Oh, not really." "Well, why don't you practice the combination? I'm going to the room. Come on back when you get the hang of it." Oliver came back in a few minutes and sat down at his desk with a little sigh. Alice offered to show him how to fill out his assignment calendar, and when the bell rang, the students whisked Oliver away, anxious to show him where his next class was. At the end of the day, I helped Oliver pull his books and papers together. "Don't worry about the homework yet, Oliver. In a few days, you'll have things figured out. Here are some pocket folders to keep your papers in for now, but you'll need to get a binder to keep yourself organized. Ken, would you show Oliver how you use your binder?"
"Sure."
Oliver smiled in Ken's general direction. As the days went on, Oliver kept pretty quiet. He paid attention in class, and after a few days he was doing all of his homework assignments, but they were just stuffed in the pocket folders I'd given him. "Oliver, you need to get a binder so you can keep your papers organized." "Okay, I'll get one." Oliver's birthday was the Monday of his second week with us. I told some of the kids, and before reading class they all scrunched up around Oliver's desk and sang happy birthday. After reading class, Oliver came up, looked down, and said, "I like this school." "Well, we like having you here, Oliver. The people are nice." "Well, I'm sure they were nice at your last school, too." "They were okay, but I was only there for a month." "Where were you before?" Oliver just stood there. Then the bell rang, and it was time for language. The last few days before the holiday break are always crazy. We were planning our party and decorating our door and trying to do school, too. We watched A Christmas Carol in reading class and discussed the reasons that that old story still means something to us. During homeroom, Oliver asked me for a large piece of drawing paper. In the next few days, whenever he had free time, Oliver would draw. First, he drew mountains covered with pine trees. Then he drew a pickup truck in the foreground. It had big tires and fog lights. He even kept drawing during our holiday party, drawing in a house behind the truck. When the final bell rang, the students bounced out of the room calling, "Happy holidays! See you next year!" After most of them had left, Oliver walked up and held out the picture he'd been working on. The house was finished. On the top of the picture it said, "Merry Christmas, Mr. Ferry," from Oliver. He pointed to the truck and said, "That's the truck we used to have." Then he pointed to the house and said, "That's the house we used to have before." It was a real nice house. "What a great card, Oliver. Thank you so much. I'll tape it up here behind my desk." Then he said, "Merry Christmas," smiled, and he left. He kind of looked up when he smiled this time. When we came back from holiday break, Oliver still didn't have a binder, and he was having a hard time keeping his papers together. I asked him when he thought he'd get a binder, and he said he would. But the next day he said that he'd talk to his aunt, and it might be a while before they could. Then he said, "Mr. Ferry, I'm not going to be at school Thursday. I have to go to court for something." Then he sat down. By then I knew why he had to go to court. A judge would determine if he could stay with his aunt or if he'd go back to where he had been. Thursday night, I went to the office supply store. I picked out a binder and a matching pencil pouch for Oliver. And Friday morning, I put them on his desk as kind of a desk-warming gift. I was looking forward to seeing him smile when he found them. But he didn't come back to our school that day. The judge had decided that Oliver would go back to where he had been, the place his aunt and the child welfare services were trying to protect him from. On Monday, I told our homeroom that Oliver wouldn't be in our class anymore. I don't remember what I said when they asked why, but I do remember hoping that maybe there'd been a mistake. I put Oliver's things in a bag and set them behind my desk just in case. But after 2 weeks, I knew it was time to take them back. The Christmas card, though, with the trees, the truck, and the house, that stayed taped behind my desk till the last day of school. Then I put it in a box that I have for such things.
Daniel Ferry comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.